Penguin Random House Audio presents The Address by Fiona Davis. Read for you by Saskia Marleveld and Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. London, June 1884. The sight of a child teetering on the window ledge of room 510 turned Sarah's world upside down. After several years toiling as a maid and working her way up the ranks, she'd been awarded the position of head housekeeper at London's Langham Hotel a month prior. One of her largest tasks was keeping the maids in line, all young girls with hardly a shred of common sense among them. When they should have been straightening the rooms, she'd more often than not find them giggling in the hallways or flirting with the boys delivering tea trays or flowers. That morning, she'd been called into the manager's office and reprimanded for not being harsh enough on her charges.
"You're soft. We're starting to wonder if you're simply too young for the position," said Mr. Birmingham from behind his walnut desk, which, despite its elegant spindle legs, was roughly the size of a small boat. Having recently turned 30, Sarah didn't feel young in the least. Not that she'd ever acted that way. When she'd first arrived at the Langham, she'd skipped the giddy overtures of friendship from other maids her age, knowing that she had to stand out if she wanted to move up quickly. Her coolness had paid off, and her higher salary more than made up for the lack of companionship. But for Mr. Birmingham, who found pleasure in making the younger maids cry, Sarah's self-imposed isolation wasn't enough. He directed her to take a seat, but once she